At this stage in the presidential primary, contenders are not only trying to accumulate votes in the early voting states, but fighting for party influence. It is what some political junkies call the invisible primary. That's the behind-the-curtain battle for big donors, endorsements, and yes, political surrogates, the notable colleagues and celebrities who campaign for them. Here in New Hampshire, we're privy to some of the bigwig surrogates out knocking on doors and shaking hands. And joining us now to talk about who is stumping for whom and why that matters is Akilah Johnson. She's a political reporter for the Boston Globe covering the New Hampshire primary. Akilah, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Hi, thank you for having me.
So if this were a contest, who would be winning the surrogate wars on both the Democratic and Republican sides of the election so far?
Right now, if it were a contest, that Hillary Clinton would definitely be right up there. She is racking them in. There's her husband, who was in town, you know, the former president, President Bill Clinton. If you're a fan of the HBO hit series Girls, Lena Dunham is scheduled to come in town to stump for her. So she's got, like, big names like that. Then she's got some folks who might be a little more obscure, shall we say.
Well, Lena Dunham, that's certainly bringing out the big guns for a certain population. How about the Republicans? Who have they enlisted as surrogates?
Well, you know, so Donald Trump has had his daughter come and stump for him. Governor Christie from New Jersey has had the governor of Maine and the governor of Maryland come out and stump for him as well.
Well, okay, so not all surrogates are necessarily recognizable on the national stage. So what do you think the advantages of having someone like Massachusetts Attorney General Maura Healey knocking on doors for you?
Well, so apparently it serves a couple of purposes, right? In addition to have them knocking on doors and trying to, you know, plead their case to voters in New Hampshire, you've got volunteers who are working on the campaign who, by this point, may be getting a little fatigued, shall we say. It's a long slog. So it helps to kind of fire up your volunteers and your base on that level. Because for the political junkie, that might be a big deal to have Maura Healey knock on your door. For, you know, soccer mom, maybe not so much. I don't know.
I don't know if I'd even know her.
That's the other thing. Some folks, you know, don't recognize some of these people who are knocking on their doors. Other people, like, you know, I spoke to the Attorney General Maura Healey. She said she got a few kind of looks like, you look really, you know, familiar. But she is local and on television. Ohio Congressman Tim Ryan, probably less recognizable. Definitely said he did not get so many looks of recognition. And he himself even kind of, you know, wondered and had to think, like, what am I doing here? People don't want to see me. They want to see Hillary. But at the end of the day, he said he was very well received.
Hillary is trailing behind Bernie Sanders here in New Hampshire. Any evidence that shows that the quality or the quantity of political surrogates can actually translate into more votes?
Well, I mean, it's kind of an insider's game. So that is more of a let me show kind of the political chatter in class, so to speak. These are the folks who are lining up with me, donors, influencers. Does it translate to voters? I mean, I think that remains, you know, to be seen.
Akilah Johnson, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Akilah Johnson, she's a political reporter for the Boston Globe covering the New Hampshire primary. And you can catch a link to her article on political surrogates on the campaign trail here in New Hampshire at wordofmouthradio.org.